episode is one I think a lot of us need right now, especially this weird in-between space of summer and school and work expectations starting to creep back in. Hey there, amazing person. I hope you're having an amazing day. If not, that's okay. Welcome to the 17th episode of Keep Calm and Mental Health On. I'm Aditi Adiga, your host, and I'm so excited to have you here. It means a lot. It's called I'm Not Burned Out, I'm Just Done, and naming emotional exhaustion. This episode is for days when you're not physically tired, but you're emotionally done. The kind of done where even texting back feels like too much, where your to-do list is full. It's been full for many days, but your brain is empty, where everything just blurs. You're not lazy, you're not broken, you're just carrying way more than anyone can see. So today we're going to name it, feel it, and start to heal it, without trying to turn it into a productivity moment. Have you ever said I'm fine when you're really just blank? Like not sad, not angry, just done. That's emotional exhaustion, and usually doesn't show up with really loud warning signs. It shows up quietly when you scroll for hours but don't absorb anything, when you forget simple things, you cancel plans you used to be really excited about, or you cry randomly or not at all, because you feel nothing really. Emotional exhaustion isn't about how much you're doing, it's about how much you're holding. So here's some signs that you're quietly burned out or that you're emotionally done. You wake up already tired and conversations feel like chores. You also feel disconnected from your own body and little things make you snap. So you overthink everything or nothing at all. And you're numb to joy, even the things you used to love. You keep saying, I'll rest once I get through this week, every week. Sound familiar? You might not be at a breakdown point, but your body is waving a white flag. It's saying, please slow down and please hear me. So let's talk about guilt now. You don't have to earn your exhaustion, because if you're anything like me, you've probably told yourself, I haven't even done that much. Maybe I'm just being dramatic. But here's the truth. You don't have to earn exhaustion. You don't need to prove you've suffered enough to deserve a break. So let me say that again for some of the perfectionists out there. You don't have to earn rest. And your energy isn't limitless. And emotional labor, like being the strong one, the kind one, the one who holds space for everyone else, is exhausting. So let the guilt go, and you're allowed to be tired with that. You're allowed to be done with that. So what does being done actually feel like? It isn't dramatic, it's quiet. It doesn't necessarily mean breaking down. It's more like shutting down. And it might feel like zoning out in the middle of a conversation, not replying to texts because it feels too heavy, and wanting silence more than simulation. It really feels like you're floating above your life instead of living it. Sometimes being done means you need a pause, not a fix, not a five-step glow-up, not a productivity plan, just space. So you can grab your notes app or your journal, and here's your moment to pause and write. You should finish these three sentences, and don't judge what comes up, just write. This isn't about solving anything, it's about listening. So here they are. Number one. I feel emotionally done with blank. Number two, I've been pretending I'm okay because blank. And finally, number three, if I gave myself permission to rest, I would feel blank. So now that we've done that, I want to talk about overstimulation versus overwork. And I feel like here's something that a lot of people don't talk about enough. Because I feel like you can be burned out without even being busy. Our generation isn't just overworked. We're overstimulated. We get notifications all day, constant comparisons online, the pressure to respond instantly and not leave people on read or leave people undelivered. And we're always trying to look like we're doing well. So we never get a chance to shut off. Even when we're lying in bed, our minds are spinning. Your nervous system was not designed to consume this much this fast. So no wonder you're tired. Your brain's not broken, it's overloaded. So how should we refill without forcing a glob? You don't need a rebrand, you don't need to bounce back. You just need a gentle restoration. Here are a few non-performative ways to start healing. You could do a bare minimum day and give yourself a day where getting out of bed is enough. Or you can do a media fast. Turn off the noise for 12 hours. No socials, no screens, just space. And have at least one honest conversation. You could text someone you trust and say that you're emotionally tired and you just want to have a conversation where you can see if the other person understands you as well. And then here are two more things that I really like. The permission post-it, where you write something and put it on your mirror. You could write something like, rest is productive. And then the slow ritual. Whether it's making tea, taking a walk, or coloring, do it slowly, on purpose. Healing doesn't have to look pretty. Sometimes it's messy. Sometimes it's boring, but it's yours. And it's yours to keep. So let's talk about the feeling of being behind. Because you're not behind, you're just human. If you're listening to this thinking, but I have stuff to do, I can't just take 12 hours out of my day to rest and not look at my screen. And I understand that a lot. Life doesn't stop when you're tired. But just know that you're not falling behind by taking care of yourself. You're returning to yourself. You don't need to prove anything. You don't need to wait for a breakdown to press pause. You can take a break just because you're breathing. Let that be enough. So here's your permission slip. You're allowed to be done. You're allowed to cancel things. You're allowed to feel numb and not have the words yet. You're allowed to not be okay and still be whole. If you take one thing from today's episode, let it be this. Emotional exhaustion doesn't make you weak. It makes you human. And your healing can start quietly. Thanks for showing up for yourself today. And thanks for letting me be a part of that. Rest well. You deserve it. And also, thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Keep Calm and Mental Health On. You can be found on Spotify, YouTube, and iHeartRadio. If this resonated with you, share it with a friend who might need to hear it. Next episode, we'll talk about not knowing what we're doing and the fear of uncertainty and redefining success and direction. Until next time, stay kind to your mind and take care. Signing off with love and leaving you lots of positivity. This is Aditi reminding you to keep calm and mental health on.